So I was adopted at birth and did not know I had hemophilia until I was 11 years old. And I hit my knee on the playground at school and it swelled up and they did multiple things and it wasn't working. So they decided to do orthoscopic surgery. And the day before surgery, they were doing the blood tests and found out that my blood wasn't clotting appropriately. So went to a specialist. Surgery was canceled and ended up at Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, where they diagnosed me with 4% at the time factor VIII deficiency. So, and at that time didn't know exactly how I had hemophilia. And after my son was born, who is severe hemophilia A with inhibitors, I somehow got connected with somebody that was doing a study up at Cornell University and on women with bleeding disorders. And so they asked if I wanted to come, took my blood. And it turns out that genetically speaking, I only have one X that is affected. So I'm a carrier genetically, but my body is using that X in 96% of my body. So I have the physical symptoms of a hemophiliac. So it's called X inactivation. Yeah.
Whoa. X inactivation.
Yes.
So you have the symptoms. What are your symptoms that you live with?
So for me personally, because of the incident that happened when I was 11 years old and hit my knee, the treatment was delayed by maybe 10 weeks, I think. So I didn't get the appropriate factor that was needed to stop the bleeding in my knee. I had a cast on my leg, and when they took the cast off, it was huge. So I didn't get my first treatment until after that was all off and after the, you know, surgery was canceled. So I have residual problems with my knee that I hit when I was 11, and I have maybe arthritis in it, never really been fully diagnosed. But so I mostly have problems with my right knee. I can, when I was younger, used to, if I walked too long, I would get a bleed. If I barely hit it on anything, I would get a bleed on my knee. And now I've, the last maybe 7 or 8 years, I've started taking better care of my body and building up the muscles around my knee, so I don't have as many problems as I used to have. So, you know, it was probably maybe 10 or 12 bleeds a year. It's gone down to one or less a year. So, and I know my limits of when I need to factor before I do any sort of physical activity. So, for instance, if I'm going to run more than 8 miles, then I will factor first. If I'm going to bike more than 30 miles, I will factor first. But anything less than that, I'm usually very good. So, and having had so many problems as a child with my knee, I can feel it right away when I'm going to have a bleed or if I'm in the beginning stages of a bleed. So I factor right away, and it usually just takes one dose to resolve the bleed.
And when you were, you know, when you first had that injury as a kid and you went to the hospital, did they even think that this could be possible?
No, they did not think that at all. So it, like I said, it took weeks before we figured out what the diagnosis was. And yeah.
And did people talk to you about that's because, you know, girls don't have, what was your experience being a girl in that situation?
At the hospital?
Yeah,
or
with around hemophilia and bleeding disorders. I mean, did you have anyone say this can't be?
Yes, a lot of the doctors did, and they all thought I had maybe von Willebrand's disease because that is non-discriminatory between males and females. So they all thought it was that. And when I went up to Mayo Clinic, they were absolutely baffled that I had hemophilia and continued to do tests. And they also, at the Mayo Clinic, I believe, took my blood for the Human Genome Project as well. So there were scientists looking at my blood for that project way back when. I don't remember when that was. But yeah, every time I went to the hospital with a bleed to get infused, people from the other health professionals would come around and ask me questions and not believing me. And it was really kind of crazy. And I do remember actually a story. When we first moved to Florida, the first hematologist that I tried to see in Florida did absolutely not believe that I had hemophilia and wanted me to take a blood test to prove it. And I decided to see a different doctor because I'm not, I would rather see a doctor that knows their limitations and is willing to educate themselves than someone who doesn't believe anything.